Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump says the administration will extend the social distancing guidelines through April 30th. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports Trump says the stay-at-home recommendations are working, but that it's too early to lift them given the spread of the virus.
As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to grow, the administration says deaths may peak in a few weeks. Given the spread of the virus, the president says the recommendations to stay home will be extended through the end of April. The restrictions will remain in place nationwide. This means schools and businesses will remain closed and gatherings limited. Trump predicted the country will be well on our way to recovery by June 1st. Top advisor Anthony Fauci says the social distancing measures are working, but it would be premature to relax them. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
A plane from China filled with desperately needed medical supplies landed in New York City today, the epicenter of the nation's coronavirus outbreak. NPR's Amy Held has more.
The carrier contains gloves, gowns, and masks for distribution throughout the region, just as hospitals warn they could be on the brink of running out and workers have been forced to reuse. More stocked flights are set to arrive in the coming days, part of a public-private partnership organized by the White House. But as China kicks into overdrive, manufacturing supplies for the pandemic, several nations have said their equipment showed up defective.
NPR's Amy Held, and that includes the Netherlands, where the government is recalling more than 500,000 face masks that don't fit securely and they don't filter the coronavirus. And in California, there are some 5,600 confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the state and more than 100 deaths. NPR's Dawahali Saikauto has more.
LA's Public Health Department Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer said in a statement that more than ever, it is crucial that we practice social distancing. If we all commit ourselves to stay home, we will save lives. Because beaches and trails were packed last weekend, a health officer order was announced Friday, temporarily closing these areas for the next 3 weeks. Law enforcement has been visibly present at popular piers and hiking spots to enforce these tougher restrictions. Dawahali Saikauto, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Sweden has reduced the allowed size of public gatherings to 50 people, but otherwise businesses are allowed to operate normally. Most other EU countries have tougher restrictions, as Terry Schultz reports.
A gathering of 50 people is unthinkable in most of Europe. Schools, restaurants, and gyms have been closed for weeks. In some countries, police are fining anyone found outside their home with more than one person not living in the same household. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven says the government can't legislate everything, and it's up to citizens to use their common sense. It's too early yet to say whether the Swedish approach will be more effective at controlling corona.
Terry Schultz reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There are mixed signals about whether a cruise ship with 1,800 people on board will finally reach port in Florida. Panamanian officials said this weekend they would let the Zaandam go through the Panama Canal despite the presence of people with COVID-19 on board. But the cruise company said today it still doesn't have permission to dock in Fort Lauderdale. The city's mayor says he doesn't want it to dock without extensive precautions. 2 weeks ago, country music singer Joe Diffie postponed all of his upcoming shows to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Today, he died from complications of COVID-19. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville has this remembrance.
Joe Diffie was a laid-off foundry worker from Oklahoma who decided in the mid-1980s it was time to make a go of music. He moved to Nashville and signed a record deal. Soon, he had 5 number ones on the country charts.
I met all my wives, the traffic jams are just something women like about a pickup man.
His songs were heavy on wordplay and humor. One even gave instructions upon his passing.
Prop me up beside the jukebox if I die.
On Friday, his publicist disclosed that Diffie had been hospitalized with the coronavirus, asking fans to be vigilant during the pandemic. He was 61 years old. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Asia markets are trading lower at this hour. The Asia Dow is down 1.8%. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, is down almost 3.5%. U.S. futures contracts also trading lower. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.